Recipes. This month's recipes are contributed by members of the NFB of Louisiana. KG's Red Beans and Sausage by Crystal and Eric Guillory. There's a photo on the page, the caption, Crystal Guillory. Crystal and Eric Guillory are active at all levels of the Federation. Crystal serves as a teacher of blind students and an early interventionist in northern Louisiana, and Eric is director of youth services for the Louisiana Center for the Blind. Both are officers of the National Organization of Professionals in Blindness Education, PIBE. They are the proud parents of Austin, age 7, and Brylin, age 4. This dish is a tasty way to economize and is a wonderful entree for large gatherings. While it is a nice option all year, it is particularly great during these chilly winter months. Ingredients: 1 large bag of dry red beans, 2 pounds beef, pork, or turkey sausage, or to taste, sliced into bite-sized pieces, 1 medium onion, coarsely chopped, 2 large bell peppers, coarsely chopped, 2 dill pickles, coarsely chopped, or dill relish, salt and pepper to taste. Note, we like Tony Shaqiri's original Creole seasoning better than salt and pepper, but realize that it is not easy to obtain in other parts of the country. Method: place dry beans in a large covered saucepan or stock pot and soak in water for at least 5 hours to soften. Drain beans and replace water, bringing the beans to a medium boil. Use lots of water since much of it will evaporate during cooking. Continue this medium boil for at least an hour, stirring occasionally to prevent burning or sticking. While the beans are boiling, brown the sausage and onions in a frying pan. Once browned, add these to the boiling pot. Next, add the dill pickle and bell pepper to the mix. When the beans are done, reduce the boil to a simmer, stirring occasionally. Allow the beans to simmer for at least 2 hours. For a creamier texture, place a ladleful of beans into a separate bowl and mash smooth and return them to the simmering pot. Serve over your choice of rice or simply enjoy as a standalone dish. Ruby's Banana Pudding by Crystal and Eric Guillory. There's a photo on the page, the caption, Eric and Crystal Guillory with their children, Brylin and Austin. Named in honor of Eric's mom, this recipe gives a twist to a recipe popularized by Chef Paula Dean. Ingredients: 2 boxes French vanilla instant pudding, 1 8-ounce package cream cheese, softened, 8 ounces condensed milk, 1 12-ounce container Cool Whip, 3 7.25-ounce packs Pepperidge Farm Chessmen cookies, 4 bananas, sliced. Method: prepare the pudding as directed. Blend together the condensed milk, cream cheese, and Cool Whip. In a large mixing bowl, fold blended mixture into pudding and mix thoroughly. In a 9x13-inch pan, layer cookies, sliced bananas, and pudding mixture, ending with cookies. Cover and refrigerate. Serve cold and enjoy. Bacon-wrapped Cajun Jalapenos by Jules Ardoin. Jules Ardoin is originally from Lafayette, Louisiana, Cajun country. Jules is a technology instructor at the Louisiana Center for the Blind and an active leader in the affiliate. As well as being an outstanding cook, she is also famous for her massage fundraiser at the state convention. She is a certified massage therapist. Ingredients: 8 large jalapeno peppers, 1 3-ounce package cream cheese, softened, 1 half cup finely shredded cheddar cheese, 1 teaspoon Cajun seasoning, 8 thick-sliced peppered bacon strips, 16 toothpicks. Method: cut 8 jalapenos in half lengthwise, remove seeds and center membranes. In a small bowl, combine the packaged cream cheese, cheddar cheese, and Cajun seasoning. Stuff about 1 1/2 teaspoonfuls cream cheese mixture into each pepper half. Cut bacon strips in half widthwise. In a large skillet, cook bacon part way. Wrap a half bacon slice around each stuffed pepper. Secure ends with a toothpick. Place wrapped peppers on a wire rack and a shallow baking pan. Bake uncovered at 350 degrees for 25 to 30 minutes or until bacon is crisp. Discard toothpicks and serve immediately. Yield 16 appetizers. Note: wear disposable gloves when cutting hot peppers. The oils can burn skin. Avoid touching your face. You can use doubled muffin papers instead of toothpicks. The best ones to use are the ones that have foil on the outside and paper in the inside. This makes it easy to serve the bacon-wrapped stuffed peppers and easy to clean the baking pan. Potato Chip Cookies by Jules Ardoin. Ingredients: 1 cup butter, softened, 3/4 cup granulated sugar, 3/4 cup potato chips, crushed, 1/2 cup pecans, ground, 1 teaspoon pure vanilla extract, 2 cups all-purpose flour, 1/2 cup confectioner's sugar. Method: preheat oven to 350 degrees and line baking sheets with parchment paper. In the bowl of a stand mixer fitted with the paddle attachment or with a hand mixer in a large bowl, cream together the butter and granulated sugar until light and fluffy, about 3 minutes. With the mixer at low speed, add potato chips and pecans and mix until fully incorporated. Add vanilla and mix until thoroughly combined. Stir in flour and mix the flour until just combined. Do not overmix. Using a medium cookie scoop, 1 1/2 tablespoons, Shape dough in 1-inch balls and place them 2 inches apart on lined baking sheets. Slightly flatten each dough ball with the bottom of a glass dipped in confectioner's sugar. Bake in a preheated oven for 12 to 15 minutes or until cookies are lightly browned. Allow cookies to cool on the baking sheet for 5 minutes before removing to a wire rack to cool completely. Makes about 24. Roll cooled cookies in confectioner's sugar. If desired, garnish cooled cookies with a drizzle of melted chocolate and a sprinkling of fine sea salt. Cereal Crusted Chicken with Curry Cream by Jack Mendez. Jack Mendez joined the LCB staff in November 2012 as Director of Technology. He is a committed Federationist who is eager to share his positive philosophy about blindness with others. Jack loves to cook and experiment with all types of cuisine. He and his fiancée, Marianne Topolowski, will be married in April. Jack made this recipe as part of his meal for eight at LCB when he was a student, and it received rave reviews. Jack says, take this breakfast treat to a new level. You can use any unsweetened cereal, granola, or oats when you want to explore new flavors. For best results, place the cereal in a plastic bag and roll with a rolling pin until coarsely crushed, or give it a quick spin in the food processor. Ingredients: cooking spray, 2 cups crushed unsweetened cornflake cereal, 4 boneless, skinless chicken breast halves, salt and freshly ground black pepper to taste, 1/4 cup orange marmalade. Ingredients for curry cream: 1/2 cup sour cream, 1 teaspoon curry powder, pinch of paprika. Method: preheat oven to 400 degrees. Coat a large baking sheet with cooking spray. Place the crushed cereal in a shallow dish and set aside. Season both sides of the chicken with salt and pepper and brush marmalade over both sides. Add the chicken to the cereal and turn to coat completely. Arrange the chicken pieces on the sprayed cookie sheet and spray the surface of each with cooking spray. Bake until the crust is golden brown and chicken is cooked through, about 25 minutes. Meantime, in a small bowl, whisk together the sour cream, curry powder, and paprika. Serve the chicken with the curry cream spooned over the top or on the side. Jerry Whittle's famous Carolina hash. There was a photo on the page, the caption, Jerry Whittle. A beloved Federation leader, Jerry Whittle has served for years in many capacities in South Carolina and Louisiana. He is currently the president of the Greater Ouachita Chapter of the NFB of Louisiana and vice president of the affiliate, along with being state fundraising chairperson. This dish is always a favorite. Ingredients: 2 packages boneless ribs, 2 jars of Cattleman's Carolina barbecue sauce or any other Carolina barbecue sauce, salt to taste, black pepper to taste, 1/2 cup onion, finely chopped, 1 jalapeno pepper, diced, optional, 1 1/2 cups cooked rice. Method: cook ribs overnight in a crock pot on low with onion, jalapeno pepper, salt, and pepper to taste. Cool ribs and chop meat, returning it to the pot. Add sauce and rice to crock pot. Reserve about a half jar of sauce to add as needed. Cook covered for 4 hours on low. Enjoy. Chocolate Kahlua Cake by Roland Allen. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Roland and Pam Allen. Roland Allen has served the Federation at many levels. A gifted mentor and cane travel instructor, Roland enjoys sharing the message of the Federation. This is one of his favorite recipes and always a crowd pleaser. Ingredients: 1 box Devil's Food cake mix, 1 small box instant chocolate pudding, 2 cups sour cream, 4 eggs, 3/4 cup vegetable oil, 1/3 cup Kahlua, 1 cup mini chocolate chips. Glaze ingredients: 1 cup powdered sugar, 4 tablespoons Kahlua. Method: preheat oven to 350 degrees. Combine all cake ingredients except chocolate chips and mix or beat until thoroughly combined. Fold in chocolate chips. Pour batter into a greased bundt pan. Bake for 1 hour. Cool cake in pan for 15 minutes. Turn out cake on cooling rack to cool completely. Whisk together powdered sugar and Kahlua until smooth. Drizzle over cake. Broccoli Salad by Pam Allen. Pam Allen is president of the NFB of Louisiana and director of the Louisiana Center for the Blind. Ingredients: 2 bunches broccoli florets, washed and cut into small pieces, 10 strips of crisp bacon, crumbled, 1/2 cup onion, diced, 2/3 cup craisins, 1/2 cup sunflower seeds. Dressing ingredients: 1 cup Miracle Whip, 1/3 cup sugar, 2 tablespoons balsamic vinegar. Method: combine ingredients for dressing in a small container and refrigerate overnight. Combine salad ingredients in a large bowl. Add as much dressing as desired and lightly toss. Shrimp Creole by Kathy Guillory. Kathy Guillory is the president of the Lake Areas chapter. As a deafblind woman, she is also a strong advocate for deafblind issues. Ingredients: 1 onion, chopped, 1 bell pepper, chopped, 2 cloves garlic, minced, 1 1/2 tablespoons canola oil, Wondra flour, 1/2 small can Rotel tomatoes. You can substitute a mixture of stewed tomatoes and minced chili peppers if you can't find the Rotel brand. 1 8-ounce can tomato sauce, peeled and deveined shrimp. Method: Sauté onion, bell pepper, and garlic in oil until tender. Sprinkle Wondra flour over the oil and vegetable mixture, stirring constantly until it is the consistency of watery oatmeal. Add Rotel and stir until all ingredients are well blended. Add tomato sauce and then fill the tomato sauce can with water. Pour the water into the mixture, scraping can well, and stir. Bring to a boil and then quickly lower heat to simmer. Simmer for at least 20 minutes without covering the pot. Add enough peeled and deveined shrimp for 2 people. Cook only until shrimp is done. Although some measurements have been included, none of the ingredients need to be measured precisely in this recipe. Creole cooking, like any art, is highly subjective. Play with it and develop your own favorite combination of ingredients.